This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
Brian Berkowitz from New York, although I am actually in Roanoke, Virginia today recording this. So what's going on, Rich?
Roanoke, Virginia. Oh, it's hot as heck here. And I just keep thinking on days like today. It's like 105. Days like today, I'm like, oh man, I feel like I want to move, or and even I can't move down to my house in Mexico because right now it's hotter in Mexico. So I got to find another place. Colorado, maybe. Colorado.
You look exhausted. And
what about you? How's your, what are you shooting? What's your assignment?
I'm on a 3-day trip for Rolex all through the East Coast. So it's pretty exciting.
Do you get a deal on watches?
Are I do not. A deal no, on no. You sound like my wife.
Not only do I not get a deal, but
inventory is so scarce that like these stores that I'm shooting don't even have watches to fill their display cases. So No deal coming soon, but it's all right. I was in Jersey on Monday, Washington, D.C. last night, Roanoke, Virginia now. And tomorrow morning I make my 9-hour trek home. So exciting stuff.
And last night you were with some fellow real estate photographers.
Yeah, we caught a baseball game. My beloved New York Mets were in town and in D.C. and I was out there for a shoot. So we caught a game with Nima and Mario. So shout out to them. We had a good time. And that's it.
Sounds living the dream, baby. Okay. Well, listen, before we get started, I want to put a little shout out to the good people at HD Photo Hub. Provide your clients with the convenience of online ordering and scheduling with HD Photo Hub's new smart scheduling system built specifically for the real estate photography business. With HD Photo Hub, you'll save precious administration time with an all-in-one system to deliver your images, videos, 3D scans, and property marketing kits, along with built-in client invoicing, order management, photographer payroll, and so much, much more. Check out hdphotohub.com to find out more. hdphotohub.com. And with that, what's going on today, Brian?
Yeah, let's go right into it. We have a lot to discuss. Yeah, I want to introduce our guest, Sam Benner. Sam, how you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Doing well. Excited to be here, guys.
I will say, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I told you this earlier today, Sam, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rich, 165 plus episodes, we have never yet had a real estate agent on the show. So
is that by design or just happens that way? I think probably, we should have more.
Probably a little bit of both. But Sam, welcome. You are based out of Southern California.
Correct.
And you are, I guess, an agent and a team leader for several other agents. So why don't you, I guess, give us a little bit of your background on what exactly you do.
Sure. So yeah, I was born and raised in Ventura, California, which is a small beach town, just about an hour north of LA. Was able to get into real estate, which has kind of become a family business of sorts. My grandfather was in real estate. A lot of my aunts and uncles were as well. So was a realtor for 4 years. And then the team leader role, which for Keller Williams, for our branch of Keller Williams Real Estate, the team leader does not produce, meaning that we are really just we're in a management position where we coach agents and we're really obviously focused on recruiting, bringing agents to the company. So it's a, this is probably going to be the easiest way for you guys to have a realtor on the show, because I'll be able to give you guys kind of the inside track without having to reveal too many of our secrets, because it's truly who I deal and talk to every day, our real estate agents, about their lives and their businesses.
Yeah, I mean, that was ideally why when we got made the introduction to you, we thought this would be a great fit, especially for our first quote unquote agent, even though, like you said, you don't produce anymore, because you're basically training agents. And Essentially, what we do is we're service providers for those agents. So there's definitely some alignment there. Before we get into it, though, I also do want to say you are, as of late now, a presenter at the PMRE conference coming up in Vegas. So that's pretty exciting stuff, too.
Yeah, I could not be more excited to spend some time with you guys and most importantly, be able to be with you guys together in person and to be able to learn as a group together. November can't come soon enough. And I'm sure they'll have plenty of water for us in Vegas. You know, now that we'll be back, apparently they're having some issues with that. So we'll give them plenty of time to figure that out. But we'll be talking a little bit of giving a much more in-depth presentation of probably what we'll be talking about today, just giving you guys just more insight into how realtors think. How to, you know, build partnerships and you know, get more clients.
Cool. So to start it off, I don't know the state of the industry in California, but I'll tell you how it is where I am in New York or Long Island, or how it was when I was deep into residential real estate photography. Cause most of my real estate photography, Sam, is commercial now, not really residential. So for me, a lot of the education for me was convincing agents to use a professional. A lot of my agents weren't even at that stage yet where it was like, all right, why am I choosing this guy over this guy? It was more, you need to go with professional photography. It's kind of not an option. And so many of my initial clients, and I still see it all over the place on Long Island where I am. I mean, agents, and you know, Long Island has its reputation. You know, we have, you know, $20 million listings and up, and there are agents using cell phones. So it's insane. So that being said, how does that start? What's the best way, or what is your viewpoint on that? Obviously, agents using the cell phone, I know what you're going to say regarding that, but I'm saying as far as lack of education, as far as, you know, the necessity to use a professional photographer and should it maybe even go deeper as far as maybe in their initial test taking and learning for their realtor test that you have to, this is part of the, you know, the necessity.
It's amazing actually how much of how to be a realtor is not included in that test. I mean, so a lot of what I'm doing in these,
especially roles, licensing, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I have about 270 agents that I oversee. And so I get a really good glimpse into some different markets. Now, professional photography, I think because of our proximity to LA, and I think the aesthetic, I think that has become obviously essential. And even though you're saying, I know we have some times where we've got, you know, $5, $10 million homes, and you'll see these people just snap pictures from the driveway, from their iPhone on the way home from a listing appointment. And that's going to somehow pass for an appropriate way to market a property. The difference for me and why I try to help people understand the value of this is not just to market this property, but you're actually building a brand for yourself as a realtor, you know, and how you market properties are going to be how you present them. And, you know, the challenge was always like, well, you know, geez, especially these last couple of years, I'm just going to put the property on, you know, put the sign in the yard. I'm going to have 25 offers by, you know, by the weekend. Why would I invest all this time and money into photography and video and all these things that we're talking about? And I would always say, I go, because you're building your brand. Every time you sit down with the seller and you're going to show them, this is how I do things, there has to be a visual standard.
And if an agent's got a new client, very likely the client, the seller is going to want to see image, or they're going to research, look up their past listings. And if they see some of those listings with cell phone photos, that's a big deal. And you know, you're 100% right. And granted, you're the professional as far as your area, but I will say it's all about the branding. And my agents, it's really important to them. They want Twilight on everything. They want every image has to be great on even the, you know, multi-million dollars, or sometimes they get a $200,000 listing. Same thing.
And I think every property deserves to look their best. You know, every seller deserves you know, this opportunity to get top dollar for their home. And we got to be real here. You know, the visual of something, especially because most of the time these properties are going to first be discovered online. The visual has to do a great job to entice them enough to make that call to see that property in person. If the online persona of the property is not there and it's not being marketed correctly, it is missed opportunity. But at the same time, the bigger picture here, as we're talking about, this is an opportunity for the agents to really establish themselves as a marketing specialist, you know, as somebody who understands how to properly market property. And the visual, the creative, the video, all these things, that's where it starts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right in line with you. And that's kind of my pitch when I was, you know, trying to lock up new agents. And, you know, I'm pretty sure most real estate photographers out there use a similar sort of pitch where when you're trying to, you know, get new clients, is that, you know, this is not about selling this house. And, you know, any honest real estate photographer is going to say to an agent, my pictures will not sell your house for you. You know, and if a photographer saying that, they're kind of a little bit of a stretch there. But you know, when I used to tell my agents is my goal with my photos is to get you more listings. That's right. My goal. And if you get more listings, you're selling more houses, you're making more money, but I'm going to provide you the content for you to market this property and for other people and other sellers to see how you market the property. So
once you start kind of seeing this as not an expense, but you actually start seeing this work that they're doing with you guys as an investment, you know, it's completely changes the perspective. You know, I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning of kind of like almost trying to treat each property like its own business model. Like, oh, I'll do this package for this kind of house and I'll do this package. I mean, it just became to be a huge mistake. Once I realized that this whole thing was about creating this consistent, you know, visual standard across the board, and I understood that, the money I was spending, the investment, it was so much different when I saw it that way. Instead of, oh, I'm just paying some vendor. No, I'm paying somebody that I'm partnering with. This person's investing in me, you know, and giving me this great quality product that I can use to get the next listing and build that momentum. So yeah, once you start to see it that way, it completely changes the perspective. It's, you know, we're not buying a home warranty here. You know, this is something that's a bigger thing, right? And there's lasting effect if we don't do it right.
I need you to come talk to a couple of my agents, because they will, you know, I'm really lucky. I've got some great clients and they value what I do, heavily value it. But every so often I work with somebody and it's like, you know what? It's not the same as a home and inspection. It's not the same. You know, okay, I understand you need a plumber there. That's really important. But, no, I think, and I really dig what you're saying. It really is right in line, and something that, you know, everybody out there that's listening, especially the new people, which leads me to a question I've got for you, but the new people are trying to get into this and they wonder, you know, how am I going to talk to an agent? You know, I always believe that part of my success was the ability to not bullshit them, but just to be able to say things to them that they're going, oh my gosh, he sounds like he actually knows what he's talking about. And I don't know how I'm going to sell this house and I don't know how it's going to stand out, but right. I'm going to go with Rich, you know? So my question though is, you know, there's so many questions I've got for you, but one is, and I know there's a lot of people out there, but how does one contact realtors? Is it going to be cold calling? Is it going to be emails, mass emails? Is it going to be, I used to do some show and tells. They never worked out great for me, but I know they can work out great for other people. What do you suggest to get in the door?
The best entry-level thing, because in the beginning, what you're trying to do as much as you can is to do as much group selling as you can. You know, we're just trying to maximize the time and the effort invested. Now, as we've started to now come out of COVID and we're having meetings as offices and getting together, being able to get an audience with a team meeting for a particular brokerage, and you can list out all the ones that are available in your area. reach out to their manager, their team leader, like myself, and say, you know, I would like to do a, you know, how to brand yourself as a realtor class, or I'd love to talk at your meeting. It has very little to do with you selling photography and creative services, right? It's more about, I'm going to give something of value, and I'm going to teach these agents of all different walks of life and different experience levels at a meeting setting where you're going to get 20, 30, 40 people maybe. And then at the end, you hang out after, and you're going to capture a few of their attention, and they're going to say, like, hey, let's talk, let's kind of move that thing to the next direction. So I think, you know, and sometimes it might cost you some Jersey Mike's sandwiches, or, you know, some donuts or something, or some coffee or something to get you in there. But it's a minimal effort, you know, and investment to be able to talk in front of a group of realtors like that. But it's really important that you frame the topic of your class. Like, I'm not just going to read off my package of services. You know, I'm actually going to teach something of value to your agents. And then, oh, hey, by the way, I also provide these services.
Yeah, no, that's a no-brainer. I mean, I've never done that personally for real estate brokerages, but I have done the same thing and literally given the same exact talk that you just suggested back in the end of June. So about 6 weeks ago, to a group of interior designers, to about 150 of them, with a local interior design society. They're an organization out here. Well, they're actually all over, but they're their organization. And now at this point, I have a relationship with them. So they asked me to speak every so often. But yeah, when I was starting, I called up the president. And I said, I would love to present. And it was, you know, when I started, it was a small chapter meeting. And I'm just using this as an equivalent to what people can do with a brokerage. It was a small chapter meeting. There was only 20, 30 people, till eventually they asked me 6 weeks ago to speak at their summer kickoff event, which had about 150. And similarly to what you said, my topic was using photography to brand your interior design company, and why photography can potentially be one of the most important aspects of your brand, especially when we're dealing with visual arts here, whether it's interior design or whatever the case is. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I know it's tough for people to, especially if you've never done it, to get up and speak even in front of 20 or 30 people. But, you know, you got to suck it up and do it, I guess, for the sake of trying to build.
It's how the relationships are forged, right? You know, it's how that kind of begins. And the only other part that I would add to that, maybe if you're not as comfortable speaking in front of a larger group, is to attend Board of Realtors, Association of Realtors events. They usually have a mixer once a month. They're going to have training courses and stuff happening multiple times a month. Attend those meetings and pass out your card and have those more chance interactions if you're not as comfortable getting up in front of a group, because that's going to be your best grouping of agents, you know, your larger grouping of agents that you're going to see outside of their own team meetings.
Exactly.
And I've got one little tip for photographers out there that are trying to get their name out there and such. And I'd like to run it by you because I've never actually confirmed that it works or it's a good theory. But I know from experience that you never tell an agent that, I saw your work and your photos aren't very good. And I'd like to offer you better photography and blah, blah, blah. And the agent's going to come back going, you know what? I really like my photos and I like my photographer. Yeah. But I always feel that if you go up to them and you go, you know what? I just wanted you to know, I'm sure you're very happy with your photographer, but your photographer might be busy sometime. Can I give you my card in case that he is double booked, triple booked, because he's so good, he's so busy, that you might, you know, might have an option in case you need somebody? What do you think about that?
I like that. And I think the other thing that I would only, just a little extra sauce that I would add on that, which is to say, I'd love to do it for your first time shooting with me. I'll do it for, you know, a reduced price, right? Just something, because I want to get in the door and I want him to see my work. And then, you know, then I can, of course, say, because it's just like, you know, for you to give me a chance, that's one thing. But if he knows he's going to get a deal, that might open up the door a little bit sooner. But I love that idea, because again, you're being respectful of the loyalty that they have with their photographer. And then that's always a good thing. It just shows that you're a professional. But just saying, hey, just give me one shot, you know, and you don't have to, you know, mark off a ton, give him a little bit of a discount. It doesn't have to hurt your book, but at the same time, that's going to give him a shot to give you a shot. And as you know, that's usually where the relationship can begin. You know, most of the time why a lot of you guys have relationships with photographers. They were working with somebody before. You know, very rarely do you get somebody who hasn't worked with somebody before, doesn't have somebody that they're already, you know, pretty invested in at this point.
So a little incentive. Exactly.
A little, it just helps. And a lot of times too, and that's where those kind of more hand-to-hand conversations are that much more powerful. Trying to do that on the phone is tough. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to call them on the phone and reach these busy realtors on the phone is tough, but man, they don't miss the first Wednesday mixer. Okay. Mm-hmm. They don't miss those for some reason. They have no trouble getting there. Some of them are there at 4:30 before the thing starts at 5, you know, and that's going to be where those kinds of conversations can happen. So, you know, who do you work with? Even if you maybe know, and then just kind of have them offer it up and just say, you know, maybe they might get too busy one of these times. Let me shoot just one of your properties for you, and I'll give you like $50 off. You know, sure. You got anything coming up that we can shoot together? And then just see if that would be, you know, something.
Very like smooth, Sam. Very smooth.
I appreciate that, Rich. Thank you. Thank you.
It's also a lot easier to reject a new photographer via phone or email than when you're face to face in front of them.
I get the phone calls and the emails all the time.
Yeah,
all the exactly. time. People, this, you know, it's just the Hail Mary shot, you know, and it's like it's a delete button and it's a decline button. I have both tools to get you to be quiet.
Exactly. But if you're face to face with someone at a mixer, even if you're not interested, you're not, you know, decline, you know,
right. you're at least really hard to do that in person.
Exactly. They're at least going to give you your, you know, a minute or two and then walk away. And if anything, at least they know your name now. Versus
exactly
an email or a call where, like you said, just decline or delete and that's it. So,
and you know, I will just say, you know, one of the guys that I know is a big member of this group is Reed Fish. And
yeah, we had him on a few weeks ago.
Awesome. Yeah. And Reed and I worked together from the beginning. It kind of really felt that we both started at the same time. Me as a realtor and he is, as a photographer in the business. And we really grew up and really raised each other, man, in this business. And recently, just this past year, I reached out to him and I said, man, I'd love you to come and sponsor our Christmas party. He said, wait a second. Did you just say sponsor your Christmas party? Did you not just invite me to the party and I'm just supposed to come? I go, no. I want you to sponsor our Christmas party. I want you to be the exclusive real estate photographer. I won't have anybody else there. You can put up your stuff and then you're going to come to the party and you're going to mix it up with all 270 of my realtors and their spouses. How does that sound? And he was a little hesitant at first, of course, because they're just like, I don't know if this is right. You know, I feel kind of bad about, you know, but I mean, it was a few $100. It wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. And he did it and he worked it. He really did. And he got like 4 or 5 new clients, just out of one night where, you know, walking around eating appetizers and, you know, having a good time as well. So there's just, you know, you just want to be where the realtors are and meeting them, you know, like you're saying, eyeball to eyeball is so much more effective. The social media stuff is tough. The email stuff is tough. The texting, it just, you know, now that we're able to be together again, and there's a lot of events happening around us all the time in our communities, we just got to pay attention to those calendars and yeah, you know, just take a deep breath, get out of the car and just get out there and work the room.
Yeah. I also feel like these in-person events give these potential clients a glimpse into who you are and your personality and you know, because when you're cold calling or cold emailing, you're giving someone a pitch and they've heard it a million times and it's not you. And usually like you're reading off notes of a script you wrote or you know your pitch by heart and you know what to deal, you know. And when I like, if somebody calls me for an inquiry, I never even go through a pitch. I just chit chat and BS with them. That's kind of my sales thing. You know what I mean? And when we get to discussing pricing and what they need, then it happens, but you know, we just kind of shoot the shit. So yeah, I think when you're in person, you know, people can feel a little bit more of your personality and who you are and what it's going to be like to work with you and not, you know, very stale and static, you know.
Realtors are salespeople. That's it. We just are at the end of the day. And so if I'm going to be around somebody that just kind of gets, you know, we're, you know, we have a good chemistry, you know, there's going to be times where I have to stand around the property with you for 3 or 4 hours. I need to like you a little bit, you know? And so if I think you're this kind of guy I can go have a beer with, or, you know, just somebody that I feel very comfortable with. And that's way more, sometimes that can open the door to a new partnership because, you know, maybe the photographer they're working with now doesn't give them that feeling.
Sure. So I have one more question for you about this before we sort of shift gears a little bit. And it's something that, I struggled with for a while. It doesn't really come up with me anymore, 'cause like I said, I'm not really doing residential, but I do cross this occasionally with commercial, is sort of the upsell. And that's, you know, we spoke about how we're convincing agents that, you know, what we're providing is for their branding, and it's ultimately helping them build their brand and get more listings. And I've had multiple times where I've had agents tell me, well, your photography is working and I'm building my brand and people are seeing me, I'm getting more listings, but I don't think I have a need for video. I don't think I have a need for floor plans or virtual tours, whether it's Matterport or iGUIDE or whatever people are using. Because I just want to post my photos on Instagram and, you know, put an ad in the local paper and the photos suffice. So any suggestions for people to tackle that upsell for people that are just kind of, you know, straight up, you know, $100, $200 a job photo people, and they can't crack that, you know, upsell?
I usually just kind of put them in the framework of just saying, so you're, you know, let's just say you're scrolling through Facebook and Instagram and you're just kind of looking at stuff. What would make you stop more? You know, what, some still images, or, you know, a really cool, like, you know, 30-second video of a property? What would make you stop scrolling more? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say the video, mm-hmm. You know, and the facts really back this up. You know, that's why video autoplays on these platforms. You know, you don't have to hit play for them to start. They just scroll and they just start playing. And so to be able to leverage that kind of that ability to make people stop scrolling, because that's what we're fighting for right now. We're fighting for them to stop and pause long enough for a message to get through. Video is the most dynamic way to do that. So if we're not adding video to the menu, we're really limiting our audience. And so I don't know if that makes sense at this point. If we are trying to build this brand together and we are trying to make this thing grow, if we're just going to focus on images, we're not going to get the kind of impact that I think you're looking for to make this thing go to the next level. And usually people, once they really picture themselves and how they leverage these things and use these things, and you put them in that kind of position, that kind of thought process and mindset, they're opening to it makes more sense instead of just comparing one or the other. We're just literally saying one has obviously much more stopping power than the other. And, you know, yes, it's a bigger investment potentially, but, you know, the value of views versus clicks, yeah. you know, of double taps, you know, these are eyeballs that are precious these days. And you're fighting against other competitors like yourself that are doing video at a high level. Another reason why we can't discount it and not do it.
Cool. So speaking of upsells and potentially virtual tours and other stuff, I'm going to say a quick word from our friends at iGUIDE. Are you looking to expand your real estate photography business? Stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from the click of a button with a state-of-the-art iGUIDE camera system. Get your first 5 standard iGUIDEs up to 3,000 square foot free by adding the code shooting spaces in the referral section at camera purchase. Visit goiguide.com to learn more. Speaking of iGUIDE, let me ask you this before we shift gears, because we're about to shift gears, but I used to have a ton of agents who were obsessed with Matterport, like obsessed to the point, like, and you know, I'm not shy about my feelings about Matterport. I heavily dislike, which is why I switched to the iGUIDE platform. But what is, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with iGUIDE, or if you have any, agents that use them, but, so, I mean, it's similar, just doesn't come with all the bells and whistles, but it's more of a floor plan provider, much better in my opinion. From a photographer standpoint, their pricing structure is much better for a photographer and stuff like that. But nevertheless, I've lost jobs because agents said to me, well, if you can't do Matterport for me, I have to go somewhere else. And no matter how hard I try to convert them over to iGUIDE or a different platform, they're like, the dollhouse view is the coolest thing ever. We need it. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a novelty, you know? So,
Yeah, we're not immune to being seduced by shiny objects, us realtors, you know, and I think also too, we get kind of caught up in the brand names. And so Matterport just really just came on the scene in such a way that became such a recognizable thing. And because, you know, yeah, you probably had a couple listings you tried it with and the technology was impressive and the sellers responded to it. And, you know, I think it was really coming into the beginning parts of COVID where you weren't really able to view houses. And so it became that much more essential to the package to have the Matterport in there. I don't think that that has really continued to be as mission critical. I think if with some education and some training out there to see the, you know, to see the differences between, like, let's just say an iGUIDE versus Matterport to really, you know, kind of weigh the options. But I haven't seen that as being as vocalized as it was during the COVID era. It was, you know, well, I need Matterport. I need to be able to have this people be able to walk through the house, you know, virtual tours, all these things that they were doing became so, so important. And so I think that just got so ingrained in our minds. And we thought that Matterport was the only pathway to that. And so I just think we got a little conditioned, you know, to thinking that that was the only solution. And when we start thinking again, like, you know, we have one super box that opens up the houses, you know, so everybody says Supra. Once you put another lockbox on the house, everybody freaks out. What is this? What is this thing? You know, we just get conditioned to think a certain way. And unfortunately we're moving so fast. It's hard to make changes.
Creatures of habit.
Yeah. That's a nice way of putting it, right?
Well, Sam, yeah. I'm super glad you're on the show for another reason. We're going to switch gears up here. And for a while, I've been thinking of having a guest that's just like you to help to explain to, if anybody, just explain to me, what is going on with the future of the business at the moment? Right now, we're dealing with a lot of things. We've had COVID. We've had all this kinds of conflict and, you know, and it's gone really well. I mean, at the beginning of COVID-19, March 20, I thought nobody's going to buy a house. And I was so wrong. So everything was great. But now we've got a whole new thing coming up. We've got rising interest rates. And one thing, I mean, I'm still having a really hard time to really totally grasp, how is raising the interest rate going to help lower inflation? But forget that. How is the market going to be going? And in respect to us photographers, is this going to make it more needed to have better photography or less? What do you say about that?
It's 100% more. 100% more. The partnership with our visual and creative people, and thank God that we have you, is that, you know, the timeline and let's just say the shelf life of images and videos and Matterports and iGUIDEs and all of those things are going to last much longer because properties are now going to be on the market longer. What is important to remember is that, you know, the market is still incredibly strong. And so while there is a lot of negative talk out there, a lot of fear mongering around a potential crash that, you know, prices are going to come tumbling down and, you know, we're going to have this like horrific scene, like what happened in 2008. It's just not the case. It's just not the case. We're seeing a market correction. We're seeing prices level off. We're seeing purchase power heavily affected by interest rates that are rising. Every 0.5% of interest that the rate goes up affects purchasing power by about $50,000. So when you think about somebody who's in the market for something for $650,000 overnight was maybe looking at something that was maybe more like $500,000. So that's a big difference in certain markets, especially where you went from having the potential to buy a single family home. Now you're barely able to maybe qualify for a condo or a townhome if you're lucky. The difference being though, is that yes, we're having fewer transactions. So the focus now is now having sellers who are on the fence, who now are realizing that the time is not just of the essence. The time is now to get their property on the market in order for it to sell at the most valuable it's ever been in the history of time. So that's why now sellers are now they're starting to come up. We're starting to see a huge surge of new listings. We had almost 1,000 new listings in Ventura County hit the market yesterday. That's been the high, almost double of what we've had since in 2 years. So that surge is going to start happening. And guess who we need to call and make sure that we're marketing these new listings appropriately and getting this great stuff out there to the masses. And that's you guys. So that market will continue. It won't be as crazy as it was. You know, maybe we'll give you guys 3 days to give us our pictures instead of 24 hours. I don't know. We'll see. That might be crazy, but we'll figure it out. We'd still like our pictures next day. But, yeah. You know, the truth is too, is that, you know, this isn't a financial crisis. We're being kind of slowed down because the market was too good. We have too much money. We have a lot of people that want the same thing. We have a lot of people that have the money to buy houses and they all wanted the same thing. And there wasn't enough inventory for them to buy. So it causes the stalemate that we've been in. So in order for stop inflation, they had to stop the real estate market from continuing to climb. And so that's why they raised the rates and the market stopped. The market didn't stop essentially, but the market slowed. And so you're still looking at people that are going to make 10% of appreciation this year. It was almost 17%, I think, the year prior. So this whole idea of this market crashing or all of these short sales or foreclosures and all of this stuff, it's just not going to happen. People have been through forensic audits of their finances to be qualified for homes since 2008. Even if they don't make their payments for a year, they could sell and still make money on the house because they've made so much money in equity over these last few years. So the truth is that for those people that stay the course and stay in touch with people and work with motivated sellers and buyers, the market is fantastic. The market's actually given you a chance to breathe a little and especially take time to build yourself as an agent. And most importantly right now, a listing machine.
Let me ask you one question more. I've had this theory lately. I have experienced far, far more, not cancellations, but postponements of we're going to shoot this on this date. Oh, Rich, the sellers couldn't get it ready and such. Is that because my theory is a Rich Baum's theory, which you can take to the bank. No, my theory is that it is the agents are trying to convince and the sellers might be trying to believing it as well. I got to get it out there right now because this is if I wait any longer, nobody's going to be selling. Nobody's doing it. So they get the sellers to agree to a date to have their listing ready. And they're just not ready. Is that why I'm experiencing so many more cancellations?
We're also really filling out the market because price is really the key thing here. So we want to make sure that we come to the market with the right number. And that can change violently, you know, these last couple months. The speed of which we need to get houses to market has increased because the time frame for you to wait and play around and dabble is no longer. So I think that's kind of what you're picking up on is that, like, you know, we need to get this going. And it is maybe faster than some sellers can just get their houses ready to go. But the truth is, if they price it right and they do a good job of taking excellent photos and videos and marketing the property like it's going to go, there is still quite the buyer pool still there. Even though, you know, the rates have gone up, they're still qualified. They're still able to buy. And, you know, the truth of the matter is this has actually opened up a lot of opportunity for first-time buyers, our veteran buyers, our FHA buyers, people that are just kind of getting into the marketplace. Their offers are getting looked at. Their offers are getting accepted, you know, because so few people have been able to, you know, get those kinds of offers looked at in the market prior. It was like all cash, 14 days, $150K over asking. And that's really hard to compete with when you're coming in with financing.
Yeah, that's how it was here in New York by me. I mean, houses would go on the market and literally they get 100 over asking cash next day. Right. And like I said, I'm not shooting so much, which is insane. And I'm not shooting so much residential, but I've heard from colleagues that a lot of times their appointments would be canceled because in the 3 to 4 days when their shoot was booked to the time it was scheduled, they would be in contract already.
Yeah.
And I would say to them, you know what, that's great, but you still need to convince your agent to shoot the house for their own marketing. Just to have it, because you know, that goes kind of along the lines of what we were saying before. You know, you're not shooting this to necessarily sell the house, just to go with your branding. And you know, I have three residential agents I still shoot for, and one of them actually not only does he have me come and shoot his own listings, but listings where he represented the buyer, he has me come and shoot exteriors for his own branding.
Just like to say, that.
You know, hey, I got this house sold. I found a buyer for this house. It's in my portfolio now.
To me, sometimes that's been like the true, like, holy grail is you somehow found a way to compete against 25 other all cash offers and you won. And mm-hmm. So you better tell that story. You know, I mean, I was saying the victories now, I mean, getting a seller is one thing. And it was like, you know, once you get the listing, it's like cakewalk. Now, when you're working with a buyer, this is where, you know, buyer's agencies last 2 years have really proved their value. And then, so why not add that to the marketing menu? You know, as long as everybody's okay with it, you know, and it's their client's home now, why not shoot it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if everyone's okay with it. I mean, I just go out and stand on the street and shoot.
You just ask nicely. That's all.
Exactly.
You know, it's a new buyer's house. They're excited, you know? Everybody's usually the best time to ask anybody to do anything is the moment they first get their keys. Absolutely. They'll let you drive their Mercedes for the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So,
and speaking of Mercedes, it's funny how a lot of agents will probably be so cheap on the photos, but they believe they have to have a Mercedes. That's the branding. And I'm like, if you've got those, priorities, I think you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've got the car, you've got to have the look too. It's got, you know, it's all got to be together, right? Yes. Consistency.
Yes, it's a package.
There you go.
It's the brand.
There you go. There you go. We get it. We get it.
Cool. So we're running low on time here, but I want to thank you, Sam, for coming on. This was pretty insightful. I hope we answered some people's questions about, you know, best practices and viewpoints as far as what realtors are thinking. And I know, Rich, you and I have been talking about the state of the market and the future for the last several weeks. So hopefully Sam helped you out there and gave you some inclination to what you should look forward to in the next few months. And that seems like it's a lot of work. So,
well, I shot a house last week and I saw the agent posted it on Facebook. It just sold in a week. I think it was 750 and it sold for 895 now. So, you know, it's 125, whatever.
It's still happening. You know, it's just
still not happening.
You get four good offers, not 40, you know, and that's okay. That's okay. I had an agent freak out one time, just really quick. I had an agent freak out. She says she's had a listing for a week and she's just like, it hasn't sold yet, Sam. What am I going to do? I was like, I don't know. Let's have an open house. Let's have some fun. It's okay. I mean, she thought she ruined her world. But yeah, it's just such an honor to be on here with you guys. Just really appreciate spending the time and looking forward to doing much more of this in November together.
Cool. So before we close it out, sorry, Rich, why don't you just let people know the best way if they have questions, how to reach you, how to follow you, just any way they can get in touch. I don't know if you're open to getting a bombardment of questions.
Oh, I want all you guys, man. I love all you guys. It's very, very easy to find me on Facebook and Instagram. It's just Sam Benner, SamBenner. So just, come and give me a shout. Let's connect and let's keep this industry going forward, man.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Well, before we completely wrap up, I just want to say a word from PhotoUp. Who doesn't like free editing? I know, Sam, you love free editing, don't you? We all love free editing.
Free's great.
PhotoUp is now offering $100 of free editing to Shooting Spaces listeners. You can choose to work with the team of trained editors starting at just $1 per image, or choose to work directly with an editor to have them learn your specific style. Don't need anything edited or don't need any editing help? PhotoUp also provides virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, and website design and development services. PhotoUp even offers specialized virtual assistants starting at under $7 an hour. Perfect if you're looking to add that assistant to help with administrative and marketing tasks. Head over to photoup.net/shootingspaces or click the PhotoUp link on the Shooting Spaces website to redeem your free $100 credit, or simply mention Shooting Spaces when you sign up to receive 10 free credits to try out our new PhotoUp services. So that's photoup.net/shootingspaces for that $100 credit. Sounds good? Sounds good.
Okay. Sounds good. Awesome. Sam, are you going to be there for...
What a pleasure.
Are you going to be there for both days of PMRE or just...
Yeah, I'm going to be there for the beginning, the middle, the end, all of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, come to our workshop, Sam. Come on, man.
I'm in. Just tell me where to go, man. I'll be there.
Yeah. Rich and I are giving workshops. Monday, Rich is giving a residential real estate. I'm doing commercial real estate on Tuesday. So if you're awesome. If you're in town, by all means, stop by.
Yeah.
Locations are still to be determined. But
we're taking over the South Point, right? I mean, that's the whole thing here. We're taking it over, right?
I think the last two times that we were there, there was some sort of horse something there, because I think it's like an equestrian hotel. Also, they have a big equestrian facility there. Huh. So there's always horse riders there also. So
some tough guys, man. Those rodeo guys. I'm telling you,
I don't know if it's rodeo or I mean, I don't know anything about horse or equestrian riding, so I'm gonna forgive me, but kind of like what track and field guys do with the hurdles, the horses do
the dressage is that the whole thing, right? Yeah. something like that.
Either I know way, people listening like, oh god, Brian's a dumbass, but but I know nothing about horse riding, so forgive
there
me
you go.
Awesome though, looking forward to meeting you out there in Vegas. We'll have a drink together. It's gonna be a fun time. As we just mentioned, Rich and I both, as of now, at the time of this recording, we still have some seats available for our workshops. Rich is residential on that Monday, residential real estate. I'm going to be doing commercial on that Tuesday, going right into Wednesday and Thursday of the conference. So,
yeah. And, it's going to be a pleasure to hang out, Sam. There's going to be a lot of schmoozing going on. So. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun group of people, the photographers. It's a great community, and I'm sure you probably had some good conversations with your photographers. So that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Relationships. There's 100%, and looking forward to forging some more with you guys here in a couple months.
Well, everybody, it's been great. We're running late on time, but I just want to say also check out Shooting Spaces. We've got webinars. We've got our courses, residential and commercial real estate, mine's a 7-hour course. It's everything you need to know. We've got just great educational materials. We have coffee mugs. We have a special giveaway. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything, Brian. Special giveaways at PMRE. Little fun little things.
I think just we said it up. At the last on the last episode, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, but really, it's great to have you on, and thank you for your time. It's wonderful.
My pleasure.
Look forward to your speaking. Now you are speaking at PMRE, right?
I am speaking. I'm going to go much more in depth, just kind of how realtors think, how realtors tick, talk about a lot of different common objections you guys are going to hear, how to really get in there, the minds and hearts and souls of real estate agents and turn them from contacts to clients.
In the pockets. There you go. Because they need us. You need my clients need me. Let me know.
I know that.
We shall be sure. Okay. So, anything else, Brian?
Yeah, it should be fun day.
No, I think that's about it.
Great. Okay. Well, from Sam, Brian, and Rich, I just want to say pleasure to have you on. All everybody out there, great listening. And until next time, go shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.